Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight. On this Thursday, we'll talk Girard Tiger Volleyball with senior Lauren Copeland. She's also the president of the National Honor Society. We'll talk about a student hunger drive, but also Lauren Copeland set the single-season assist record mark at Girard this past season. And the Tigers, of course, are the conference champs in the Track West Division. So a lot to talk about with the Girard senior volleyball setter, Lauren Copeland. That's coming up next on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
Zimmerman Honda is celebrating two big anniversaries. They've now been at their new Moline location 10 years, and they're now entering their 70th year as a car dealer. You've come to know and love Zimmerman's top-of-the-line service department over the years with their professionalism and high-quality service. And of course, customers are always satisfied when buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman's. It's no secret why they've excelled for 70 years. See for yourself at Zimmerman Honda in Moline or visit ZimmermanHonda.com.
Zimmerman Honda.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This school year is flying by, and I know seniors can relate to this, and specifically seniors who play a fall sport. So Lauren Copeland is a senior at Girard. They've won the conference title in volleyball in the Track West Division. All right, so it's the last week of the regular season. Lauren Copeland, how fast has this volleyball season gone along?
My goodness, I can't even tell you how fast. I think senior year always seems to speed things along, but this year it just seems to go by even faster than normal. I feel like we're still in the summer going to tournaments and open gyms, and now it's like last week of regular season. So it's gone by so fast, but I've been trying to enjoy every minute of it.
All right, a very good setter, because I see you've set the single season assist mark for the Girard Tiger volleyball program, and that says something, because there are some kids that have really been good players in that program over the years. What makes a good setter?
Ooh, a good setter, you definitely have to be a leader. The setter is the person who gets the second ball, and so they call the plays and they kind of control the court. So definitely leadership is a big part of setting. I think also just being smart with the ball. You have to know where to set it, where the blockers on the other side of the court are, and know where your strong hitters are and how to move the ball around. So those are big aspects of being the setter on the team.
All right. So you talk about being vocal. People always ask Jim Taylor, they say, what's the difference between your regular voice and your radio voice? So what's the difference between Lauren Copeland's regular voice and volleyball setter voice? Are they the same or are they different?
They're definitely different. I have a lot more of a commanding voice, or at least I think that I do, at least in volleyball. But I try to really be, like, not forceful, but you have to really tell the hitters what you're doing. And I think my regular voice, I'm kind of a little bit of an introvert, but you definitely have to be an extrovert on the court. And so I try to just speak up and be loud. And that's kind of the difference between my regular voice and my volleyball voice.
So when you set for one of your teammates who gets a kill, you know, do you feel like on certain plays you're like, man, I put that ball in the perfect spot and I feel good about that? And then those other instances where you say, man, I just didn't put the ball in the right location. Because I tell a lot of kids, like, when you're playing baseball or softball and you hear the ball come off the bat, you know you got one, you know, at certain times. Or mm-hmm. if you let one go in basketball and you feel it, you know, hey, that's going in. Is it the same way kind of for setting?
Yeah, 100%. I can definitely tell once the ball hits my hands if it's going to be a good set or a bad set. And sometimes it hits my hands wrong and it'll have more spin to it, or sometimes there'll be no spin. So usually that can indicate whether it's going to be a good set or a bad set. But I give my hitters a lot of credit. Even when I give them offsets, they put the ball away. So it's a great thing to work with all your teammates, and that's the great part about volleyball is even if one person makes a mistake, the other people can pick them back up and we can still get the point.
All right, so you're a senior, and so kind of a special year here. You set a record, a single-season assist mm-hmm. mark. Your team wins the conference title, right? So you're able to beat mm-hmm. kind of the rival schools, Orion and in Rockridge, and win the conference title. Is there a little more meaning to it since you're a senior and you know maybe this is the final time for you playing competitive volleyball?
Yeah, it definitely has a lot more meaning. I think all of us seniors have talked about, like, especially going into this, like, next week is postseason, like, any game could be our last game. And so we're really just trying to savor it. And I think, you know, last year we won conference champs too, and that meant so much. But knowing this year is our last year to be Sherrard Tigers and to play all together, it just means that much more. And we're just working that much harder to attain the goals that we want to get.
All right, what do you enjoy the most about the sport of volleyball? Where did you catch, as they say, the fever? Was it like at a really young age?
I would say it was in junior high. I've played since fourth grade, but you know, when you're younger, it's just like you're learning everything. But once you get to junior high, I feel like you actually start playing competitively. And so, yeah, it was once we started playing as a team, working together, that I really started to fall in love with the sport. And then after junior high, once I hit high school, I started doing things outside of the school year to just kind of get better. And I think that drive and that motivation just helps me to really fall in love with it even more.
All right. So how stoked are you for next week to kind of try and prolong this season as long as possible, the volleyball postseason beginning with regional play? What about that for you next week?
I am super excited. I have a really good feeling about this team, and we feel pretty confident in our regional. We're definitely not going to take anyone lightly, but we feel good about the regional we were placed in and our road to hopefully sectionals and beyond. So we're just like really looking forward to it. And I think also like our game last night against Moline, we took it to three sets with them. And so even though we lost, we had very competitive play, and I think it really like will prepare us for the competitive play starting next week. And so it's a really exciting time, and I think that it just drives us to keep going. We have big goals, and we want to achieve them.
All right, I was talking to you off the air. So a senior, and you excel in the classroom. I think they told me your GPA is 4.7 or something like that. Yet you want to proceed to basically a health sciences major, you told me, and you want to be a physician's assistant. What about your kind of your career path and your choice after high school?
Yeah, so I'm undecided on a college right now, but I'm pretty sure in my major. I want to major in health sciences and then go on to become a physician assistant, which is like a six-year program. It's a bachelor's and then a master's, but I feel pretty good in that. About a couple years ago, during COVID, I started really getting into like fitness and health and all those types of things. And so that really like got me really passionate about the healthcare field and just trying to help other people. So it seems like a perfect career as being a physician assistant, and not really sure on a specialty right now, but that's something I can figure out later on. But yeah, I'm super excited just to, you know, all the things I can do in college and beyond.
All right. So we talk about the strong GPA. So you are the president of the National Honor Society over at Sherrard, and a lot of things you do, it's all about community, as they say. And one of the things that the Sherrard National Honor Society is involved with currently is a hunger drive. So tell us a little bit about what's going on there, the kind of the motivation behind it, and maybe there are people out there that are listening and say, hey, I like what this Copeland kid's saying, and I want to help with this hunger drive. So speak to that a little bit.
Okay. So the Sherrard NHS, every year we partner with the Riverbend Food Bank to put on our annual Student Hunger Drive. And so it's about a six-week program. It runs from October 3rd until November 10th. And so we put on different events and fundraisers to collect money and canned goods. So a lot of schools around our area do this, and they partner with Riverbend. And it's kind of like a competitive type fundraiser, but we're all trying to achieve the same goal. And so kind of our motivation behind it, National Honor Society, if anyone doesn't know, we're not just an academic recognition group, but we just strive to better our community and to help those in need. And so we volunteer and we do other things just to help out in the community and the school district. And so one of our events in this Hunger Drive, we're asking both the junior and senior high school to collect money to donate to the Hunger Drive. And this can also be like anyone else. So from now until October 27th, the students and anyone else in the community can donate either cash or use the QR code posted on social media to donate. So I believe it's on the Sherrard NHS Facebook and Instagram, and the Sherrard School District Facebook and Instagram. That's where you can find the QR code. So our goal is to raise $1,000. So if we reach this goal, the junior high and high school have an incentive, 1:30 early dismissal on October 28th.
All right. Well, that's great. So you can go to the Sherrard NHS Facebook page if you want to help out there. All right. Do we cover everything or anything else you need to mention?
No, I don't think so. I think we got everything.
All right. So do you want to speak in your volleyball voice and I'll speak in my radio voice as we wrap this interview up? So your volleyball voice, say something in your volleyball voice to me.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of something. I'll just say what I would normally say on the court. So okay. I would say, McKenna, you run a 5. Caitlin, you got the 1. And Kelsey, you got the 9 ball.
All right. Awesome. And I'll say Jim Taylor, WRMJ, okay. And WRMJ.com. All right, Lauren Copeland, congratulations on a great senior season. And keep it rolling here the next couple of weeks. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.